them is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The government is in trouble.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of me?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
It is July the 2nd, 2015, and my name is S.M. Gibson. I am the Emancipation Propagandist. This is Anti-Media Radio, your alternative to the mainstream corporate media's narrative and agenda. It's the people's solution to the corporate illusion, the media's confusion, and the mainstream delusion. So much going on in the world tonight. If you're interested in propaganda, this is propaganda for the truth. So let's break it down as usual. Mr. Shannon Madden, our wonderful producer, how you doing, sir?
What's up?
We've had 557 Americans killed by police officers. On the flip side of that, there have been 63 police officers that have died in the line of duty. That includes 16 officers killed in auto accidents, 11 officers that have died of heart attacks. Only 16 police officers have died by gunfire versus 557 Americans. We've also seen 1,287 people shot in the city of Chicago, 223 homicides. Saudi Arabia, it looks like they're closing the doors on what's going on over there. You know, it gets scary when you start looking up Saudi Arabia beheadings and your name comes up almost immediately on Google because you've done so much research on the topic. It looks like the media shut their doors over there and they're pushing a PR campaign. $28 billion is being donated right now by a Saudi prince. All the execution numbers have completely dried up since they hit the 100 mark for the year. I honestly can't tell you if they've stopped the beheadings or not. I do know that it is not being reported right now. So much going on. We're going to be joined by one of our great writers here a little bit later on in the show. But, yeah, where do we even begin, Shannon?
Well, this is a story you wrote. The TSA, our fine folks down at the airport, patting us down and making sure our genitals don't have weapons of mass destruction in them. They seized $75,000 in cash from an air traveler who had not broken any laws whatsoever except for, I guess, carrying $75,000 worth of cash on an airplane. Nobody knows where he's headed. Of course, we all know from watching the Tarantino movie Jackie Brown, you try to take a little bit more than, what is it, $10,000 in cash, you got to declare it.
That's with a bank. That's when you're withdrawing money or that's when you're depositing money. That has nothing to do with travel.
International travel is what that's limited to. Now, we still don't know. The story didn't say whether it was an international flight or a domestic flight. We don't know the answer to that. However, this is coupled with how many stories have we talked about on this show since you and I have been broadcasting together? It's been more than a handful of situations where a government entity, whether it be local, whether it be on the federal level, have just straight up stole money from a private citizen.
And it's called asset seizure is what it is.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that this is a real thing that
goes on.
It's
actually called theft is what it's
called.
Well,
you better believe that's what it's called. And this is something that people don't realize what's going on in the United States of America right now.
Daily.
Is you have a guy that goes to the airport, mm-hmm. and he's holding a bag of cash.
Mm-hmm. Could have withdrew that from the bank legally.
He could have, yeah.
Could have already been taxed and all clean and ready to go. Could have been moving from one place to another. I know a lot of people that are very mistrustful of electronic transactions, electronic transactions, which is something we'll go into a little bit later.
We definitely will.
With Ms. Claire. There's no right way to paint this. There's no justification for it.
Well, here's the thing, and here's the thing people need to understand is this guy, it's not like, okay, if he would have broken the law, they would have charged him with something. They would have detained him. Rand Paul is United States Senator, and he was at an airport in Nashville, Tennessee, and they detained him because he wouldn't lift up his pants left.
Now, you know why they detained him. Come on now.
They didn't know who he was, and let's get real. We've met TSA agents. They didn't know who the senator was.
Whoa. They are highly qualified, educated,
aren't they?
Individuals that have been
they're getting
put
the cream of the crop.
For our safety, they've done everything. I mean, look at all the different, you know, terrorist attacks that they've saved.
They have. Oh, yeah. They've stopped all of zero at this point, but I tell you what they have done, and God bless them for it.
How much money does this cost us again? Well, boy, I need to look that one up here in a minute.
No, it's not costing anybody anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Free, yeah.
Yeah, it's free. Everything's free.
The government. They don't shake you down for money while you're there. Oh, well, I guess they do.
75 grand deep.
75 grand, wow.
So here's the thing. So, okay, you know, this guy gets sent on his way. He gets sent on his way. No charge, no crime, no foul. You can just go board your flight now. It's like taking a big, too much, like the bottle of shampoo he was carrying was too big. That's how they treated this.
Yeah.
Is
well,
like
we're just going to take this shampoo.
We're just going to, yeah, we're just going to put it over here. Yeah. Going your way. 75 grand in cash.
Wow.
Yeah. I tell you what, we'll hit back on this in a second. I want to bring on one of our fantastic, brilliant writers, Miss Claire Burnish. Claire, dear, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Okay, you have a couple of stories up right now that we really need to get into. First, the Afghanistan story. Why don't you get into that for everybody a little bit?
Well, our mission in Afghanistan right now is supposedly advising the Afghan troops with intelligence and, you know, kind of targeting and just general advising, that kind of thing. We're also supposedly specifically able to have limited missions that specifically target Taliban operatives. And those are, like, they're supposed to be limited. But what seems to be going on is much more than that. In this report, a local commander of a group that has nothing to do with the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or any known terrorist organization whatsoever was targeted with a mission by the U.S. troops in the middle of the night who descended from a helicopter and destroyed, I guess he had a cache of weapons. But since he had nothing at all to do with the Taliban or anything else, then it's awfully suspect that we are running missions like that, considering we're supposed to have this limited role. So it kind of makes the official statement of our limited role not very true.
So basically what you're saying is our government got caught with their hand in the jar, basically.
That's certainly what it looks like to me.
We sent troops over to Afghanistan just to check and advise and kind of help the folks.
No,
out
well,
there.
No, this
protect
was
protect terrorists.
This was
right?
this was well. I think what it was is is Obama sold it as, you know, we all know what Bush did and the troops that got sent in, and yada, yada, yada. And then, well, I've scaled this mission back. We're not actively involved in combat missions anymore. We're there completely on, you know, we're on an advisory position completely.
Right.
And
right.
This is insinuating that they're not there just advising, because it shows the troops engaged in a combat action.
And not only that, but in a combat action that has nothing to do with our supposed role over there in the first place. Like, we should not be targeting just some local commander of some local group. This doesn't make any sense.
So, in other words, we were just standing on the back on the sidelines, and we had the troops we were supposed to be, you know, advising and training. They were in there doing all the heavy lifting, right?
Well, yeah. No. This mission was the U.S. troops doing this targeting of this one particular person.
Well,
That
sounds all kind of crazy to me.
It does to me,
yeah.
Too. I tell you.
We don't have troops over in Afghanistan anymore. We pulled them all completely out.
Right.
What's going on here?
Claire, you're insinuating that the government lied to us.
They wouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like. And it's not the first time either. Apparently, this happened... I think it was a few months ago. I could be wrong. But a similar thing happened. We had targeted another individual with troops on the ground. We were working in concert with the Afghan troops and using American drones and killed some people and didn't actually kill the target. We actually killed some people that were around him. So, I mean, this is looking like a bigger picture.
Yeah, and you know, I've had multiple friends that have served overseas, and I have been told multiple times, including Iraq, and that's the biggest one, you know, we pulled out of Iraq and all that. You know, that was the big definitive statement that the Obama administration has made. And I have been told by multiple people that those the situations over there are not exactly as we're being told, because if we still have the troops there, they just changed the name of them to advisors.
Exactly. And it's it's at the front, as usual. I mean, we should have expected this, of course, but, you know, when they get caught doing it, it's rather glaring, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of stunned by this, because we're really not supposed to be on the ground at all. I mean,
he won a Nobel Peace Prize, Claire. What more do you want?
Yeah, okay.
No, I saw it. It's a real thing. He won a Nobel Peace Prize. He sure did.
No, I know.
I'm teasing with you. Oh, gracious. It just gets absolutely worse and worse. And again, you know, a lot of people want to point to this, but this person's the president, that's the reason for it, or this person's the president, that's the reason for it. We went through Bush. We're seeing a lot of the same things in this administration that we saw through the Bush administration.
And to me, the reason that the huge red flag is waving over everything right now is because we do have somebody that won a Nobel Peace Prize. And, you know, this isn't Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and George W. Bush.
This is a quote-unquote
No, yeah, this is the same award that was given to Martin Luther King. Okay, this is a guy that's created world peace and like, given up his life to create peace. And there's children getting bombed with drones.
Now, well, wait a minute. You remember that big massacre that took place when they marched down here in Birmingham? Oh, that's right. That was white folks doing that. Never mind.
It's stunning.
But it goes to show the complete hypocrisy and the level of politicizing everything that's going on now.
Absolutely.
And we're still completely overseas. We're still as entrenched as we ever were over there, except they've changed everybody's title. They've changed everybody's name, because there is an embassy sitting right now in Baghdad that is basically the Fortress of Justice, and we're not turning our backs on that. We spent billions of dollars to build that.
Oh, and also, let's not forget, instead of now sending 19 and 20-year-old scared kids on the ground with a machine gun to shoot anything that moves, now they're sitting in a room somewhere playing a video game with these new laser drones we have, so, you know.
Well, you know,
what I'm saying by saying that is that you don't have to include those troops, because those are troops that are not going to be on the ground.
Right, but I think Claire's article is so important. I think the reason Claire's article is so important, because I think we all understand that, yes, they're dealing with drones and they're doing that entire situation. You know, they're killing people from behind a keyboard. But Claire's article is explaining that we're still on active missions.
Boots on the ground
combat missions that have nothing to do with national security, if they ever.
Yeah, And this mission in particular didn't have any Afghan troops involved. It was purely ours, from every indication. So,
well, there because I'm sure there must have been somebody from Al Qaeda or ISIS or the Sandinista or somebody was in there.
Somebody
was in there.
Was Saddam Hussein in there?
Yeah, Saddam was probably one of Saddam Hussein's foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So you also have a another story up right now, and that ties into a story I actually wrote earlier today. Tell us about the Google story real quick, and I want to go into the story I wrote a little bit and how they tie
in
together.
I like this one. This is a big thing right here.
So Google has a new photo app, and as part of this photo app, when you upload pictures, it automatically tags your photos. It tries to sort them, I guess, and picks out an arbitrary label that's supposed to fit the picture. And apparently, when this gentleman uploaded his photos, and he's African-American, and him and his friend were in the picture, and it labeled the picture gorillas. And so he was a little, you know, concerned about that, of course. So this, like, accidentally racist, you know, kind of error was, it was all over Twitter and everything like that. And he tweeted to Google and said, you know, my friend's not a gorilla. Hello. So, you know.
So, okay. So basically the technology is supposed to predict and read the picture and kind of give a quick synopsis in one word of what's going on.
That's the idea, yes. And he actually, once it happened, he tried it again and again with different pictures of him and his friend again, and it kept doing the same thing.
Wow.
So...
Okay, and this is why this ties in into the story that I posted earlier today about how MasterCard in the fall is rolling out a technology, and they're going to start on a small pilot scale of users that can pay with facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying for their products on Amazon or eBay, whatever it is, whatever online purchases are being made, they're going to pay with facial recognition. And we're sitting here talking today about how Google's facial recognition is confusing human beings with gorillas, and now they want to expect us to just hand over our facial recognition and we're going to pay for everything.
Yeah, what happens if you have a bad hair day, you've gone in with no makeup, and you don't have the face recognition down at the supermarket, and you can't use your any of the money that's on your credit card.
And here's the thing that's scary about what MasterCard's doing. This isn't like a pilot program, and we don't know what's going to happen. They're already saying we're going to roll it out to these 500 users, and then once, you know, we work out all the kinks and blah, 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 we're going to turn this loose on the public. And this is how things are going to be paid for in the future.
I bet you a dollar that all 500 of those pilot users have great skin.
Maybe they should look to Facebook, because Facebook was doing their facial recognition and had a 98% success rate, even when faces weren't in the picture, really.
I know. That's terrifying, too.
Yeah, isn't Google, like, bigger than Facebook now, or are they running neck and neck or something like that?
That's a good question.
Google is.
Yeah,
Google's moving to Alabama now, so we can't really slander Google too much. I'll
slander.
They're bringing prosperity. They're going to single-handedly save our economy here in Alabama.
They are. They're bringing, what, 200-300 jobs here?
They can do
that
all as far as
good for them.
Yep. Yeah,
so Claire, so how do you interpret that as far as the story you wrote versus the new MasterCard? Do you not see a conflict there of the technology?
Yeah, that just doesn't it doesn't. First of all, it's really Orwellian to think that we'd be paying using facial recognition. I don't think people will really go for that. I mean, and if they do, they're not really thinking about it. And if it's making mistakes like this, I mean, that's just absurd. It's to prevent fraud. And it's making mistakes of an animal for a human. I mean, it's not going to be a guarantee that any fraud prevention would actually happen from that, you know?
And I know this sounds like a joke, but here's another thing. Like, think about somebody like Michael Jackson or Joan Rivers or somebody that's had so much plastic surgery they're unrecognizable. Like,
yeah.
Can they still, like, go get their favorite, you know, season of Sex on the City from eBay?
Well, and here's also another flip side of this, too. You know, we have all of this new advanced technology and costumes and makeup and things like that, What's to say somebody doesn't go ahead and get them a mask that looks like Donald Trump and get it down to just about to the point where, you know, they can go and they can test it out on the software until they finally get it right and go down and buy a yacht with it somewhere. I mean, that is, I know it seems far-fetched because this face recognition technology is supposed to be so far advanced, but I don't know.
It's not far advanced because Player Story tells you it's not advanced.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. You're sitting here confusing primates with human beings.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, I don't think it's ever going to be entirely foolproof either. So I kind of, I don't know. I just don't think it serves a verifiable purpose, I guess.
I tell you, the thing that's scary is, especially in the South, and you hear the whole RFID chip or whatever, And this is the mark of the beast and yada, 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 and you have to go get a chip and plant it in you. Like, we're talking so far past that. It's just your face. Just blink. That's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's more Orwellian than anybody ever imagined.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's terrifying. I just think it's a terrible idea.
Well, the Facebook thing creeped me out. They'd see the back of your head and figure out who you are. I mean, that creeps me out bad.
Well,
definitely.
If old Zuckerberg wants to find out where I live, and he's more than happy to.
He already knows. Trust me.
Well, he can do it.
He already knows. He sold the information. He's already bought something very, very nice for his new wife.
But I tell you what, Claire, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And for all the listeners out there, please, Claire Burnish, her work's incredible, and please please keep up with what she's doing. She's doing important work. I can't say the same for me because I'm just a loud mouth that you know, runs my mouth. And
I think you're a very good writer.
Man, yeah. Who cares?
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Yes,
take
ma'am.
Care, Claire. Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, that's a lot to digest. We're sitting here talking about facial recognition. Like, you can buy stuff.
That'll be the new future, fecal recognition. Yeah.
It should be, absolutely. I tell you what, let's go
ahead. Just poop into this cup, and we'll get it all straightened out. Yeah.
I tell you, let's go ahead and jump to our man, Manny.
Manny!
What's up, guys? How you doing, man?
How you doing?
I don't know, man. I was kind of a little bit thinking, did we get cut off by the government last week or what?
No, it was the city of Birmingham that apparently don't know how to pay their power bills. We had four blackouts in the same night, so we did good to last as long as we did. We cut out with 10 minutes to go, but that had already happened three times earlier in the night. So
okay, well, I wanted to say, well, folks,
no conspiracy there.
I'll give you a nice report out yesterday from down here, but I just want to mention to Shannon, nothing's far-fetched when you talk about Donald Trump, because basically they got Donald Trump piñatas now, and I never thought that we had to have piñatas, and they're selling pretty good in Mexico. Figure that one out, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, you know? we were talking off-air before we got on about the whole flap about his tweet interposed with a picture of one of his suits that has 100% made in Mexico, which I'm sorry, I loved it. I lost it when I saw that.
Yeah, it's just amazing stuff like that. But I just, you know, just got back down there from San Diego. Basically, we had those nice friends of S.M. Gibson down there, the Tea Party people, bigots, racists, you name it. It's a beautiful thing to, you know, to go out there and, you know, fight for those, you know, young kids. It's been 1 year, I can't believe it, since the refugees came down here and they were blocking it in this sleepy town of Murrieta, California, stuff like that, you know. And they just hate these people. And a couple of them recognized me, and they said, I should go back to Mexico because I'm trash, I'm a wetback, I'm an illegal, you know, that this country's not mine, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, wow, you know, it's just, wow.
I don't know. Some of the maps I've seen, that country was yours after, not too terribly long ago, a couple hundred years ago.
No, listen, Shannon, Manny, you're both so missing the point. Don't you understand that invisible lines in the sand mean you're a completely different class of citizen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how do people not get that? That there's invisible lines in the sand that means you're lesser than the next guy.
Well,
we should adhere to these invisible lines.
I'm not as enlightened on you on the subject because I don't watch Fox News near as
much. Sean Hannity told me invisible lines mean you're a lesser class of a citizen.
Oh yeah, they just we had some good speakers yesterday though down there in Marietta. People from different. We had the beautiful Dee Blaze that does her show out of Scottsdale, Arizona. It's called the Calendar Show, and she does it every Thursdays. And it just and then we had this attorney that basically does human rights, and he was there. And then there's a priest there, and he basically works a lot. He's a Catholic priest that works a lot with the Dreamers moms and stuff like that for justice. And he's Irish, he's originally from Ireland and stuff like that. So it was kind of nice to see, and it's a beautiful thing that to see these young kids too, Shannon and FM. It's really great to see where these kids were coming to me and saying, "Yeah, my parents, definitely were lied to, and they passed a lie down to us." And so they're very bright. Obviously, they told us Columbus discovered America, and then we find out that it's all hogwash. I haven't heard that word in a while. Hogwash. I don't know where it came from. So
we use it here all the time, Manny.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a big report from down there and stuff like that, and it's just, it's just amazing what these guys, but I did tell them something, because they use bad language, and they even said something about my mother, which I don't know what my mother's got to do with that, and stuff like that, rest in peace, but they, how they like to always, but the thing that they couldn't, they saw that to me that I didn't react to violence because, that, I think, pissed them off the most. I was just trying to educate them and stuff like that, and I should put them in check. I said, I guarantee you that all of you guys right now, if you took a test, 100 questions, and you have to pass with 70%, I guarantee you, you would never be, what you call yourself, because you wouldn't pass that test to become a U.S. citizen. You guys don't even know the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I don't even think the people in the Supreme Court right now know what the Constitution is.
there's some discrepancies.
A little bit. But I tell you what, Manny, thank you so much, man. God bless you. Keep doing your thing. I can't wait to hear from you. Call back next week. Let us know what's going on down there. You're our lifeline to that part of the country.
Okay, brothers, and fill it in, and take care, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Take care, Manny.
So, yeah, Manny was sitting there talking about people, and he brought up a topic in my mind, and this topic's been going on for a week or so, and I've avoided the topic, but I finally feel that I need to say my piece about it. About this whole flag business.
It took the Dukes of Hazzard to bring you out.
Oh.
That's what this is all about.
Oh, yeah. It is. It completely is. That to me is so completely over the line. But let's go ahead and say something real quick. A flag is nothing more than a piece of cloth that is it's a representation of something else to someone. And you know what? There is a large majority of Americans that see that piece of cloth. And they do see hate. And I'm not going to sit there and tell them what they see when they see that piece of cloth. They do see something that represents hate to them. And they see racism. And they see horrible, evil things. And how dare I tell them what they see when they see that flag? Because that's not my, that's not my place to do that. But at the same time, there is another large group of Americans that I've never been one of them. I'm from Alabama. I've never been to a NASCAR race. I've never experienced really the Southern life. I don't go out hunting. I don't do those things. It's just never been my thing. I've been more of a city kind of a guy. But there's people that I know see that flag, and that doesn't represent hate or racism to them. They have some sort of heritage, and it makes them feel like a Southerner, and I'm going to, salute Dale Earnhardt and all that. To me, the point is an image can represent multiple things to multiple people. Now, when you put that image on top of a state house, which taxpayers are funding, you better be sensitive to the situation and say, hey, you know what? This image that we're putting on top of a building that taxpayers are paying the workers inside of for, maybe we shouldn't have that. because that's ridiculous.
Well, and the same thing goes, especially here in Alabama, for, let's say, a monument of the Ten Commandments. Remember the flat that we
exactly.
had here? And Judge Roy Moore, who's been at the all over, I don't know,
we won't, but you know what? Let's get out of this concept. Let's get out of this, like, having blinders on and sitting here saying, no, it means all hate, or no, it means all heritage. Because you know what? Things mean certain things to certain people.
Well,
it's all perspective of life.
One particular word, and I'm not going to utter it, but the N-word. You could argue pretty much the same exact thing for the N-word.
Culturally,
I can't argue. As a WASP, not really much I can say about it. But at the same time, in the African American community, that word means two different things to different segments and groups of people, depending on how where and how they were raised, who their family was, so on and so forth. Some people absolutely find that word deplorable. I'm one of them. And there are some people that embrace it, and it's used as a term of endearment.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with the Confederate flag. Because, you know, it can stand for that. Hey, absolutely. Have members of the Klan waved that flag? You better believe they have. Have members of the Klan also waved the American flag as much as they waved the Confederate flag?
Right next to it.
You better believe they have. And we need to stop sitting here and judging these arbitrary, ridiculous symbols and saying, well, you know, this represents hate. You know what? Forget representation. It's people. It's what's in people's hearts. And if there's hate in someone's heart, there's going to be hate in someone's heart. A flag, regardless of how completely insensitive it is to be flying, didn't make Dylann Roof kill and murder 9 innocent people. And people need to...
The FDA had their hand in that, but continue.
But people need to get over this complete ridiculous idea that symbols kill people. Because if we're sitting here talking about symbols... Let's talk about, okay, let's pull the Dukes of Hazzard from TV, okay? You know what? I don't ever see the Naked Gun again, ever. Because you know what? I can tell you for a fact that the movie The Naked Gun, there's more murders involved with the people inside of that movie than the TV show Dukes of Hazzard. Because OJ, can't talk about that, can you?
I sent you a link earlier to that. I have a different theory on that altogether.
Either way, whatever. If he ordered the hit or he did it himself, whatever your theory is.
I guarantee you.
Either way, it doesn't matter. We're sitting here talking about things that it's a representation of something, okay? And yes, something can represent hate. But listen, okay, George Washington owned slaves. George Washington, Washington, D.C., the state of Washington. Let's change those names right now. If that sounds ludicrous to you, then maybe everything you think is ludicrous. Or let's change the name.
Well, and I've been pretty vocal and on record about how I feel about the flag. I think here in 2015, this is me personally.
I'm not defending it.
I know that
I'm saying
the people that
different people have different perceptions.
That wave the flag, that display the flag, typically do lean toward being a racist.
Yeah, they're ignorant.
Absolutely. This is why I'm pissed off that the flag is being snatched, because I can't easily identify those ignorant people anymore. It pisses me off.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm all for free speech. If anybody wants to display that or wear it, be my guest. That way I can spot you from across a crowded room and figure out, you know what, I don't think I want to add that person to my Facebook.
But listen.
The end.
There is a complete difference between bringing a flag down off of a state house, which taxpayers... spend the money and keeping it running. That's a massive difference. And that shouldn't be happening.
I'm here with you.
But when you start pulling the Dukes of Hazzard off of TV, that's a joke. That's a joke. You're erasing history at that point. You know who else erased history? Orwell erased it when he wrote 1984 talking about, you know, the future. Stalin did it in real life, and Hitler did it in real life. So let's erase our history, because things worked out real well for those guys.
You need to go back and watch some old Little Rascals episodes, too.
Oh, I know.
A few of them are eye-openers.
That's the thing. We need to not erase history. We need to embrace history. We need to embrace it. Look at what, and I've talked about it so much. Look at Dave Chappelle. he didn't run from history. He embraced it. And he made fun of the little quirks that were, you know, culturally different between people. And we all had a good laugh about it. And it's like, oh, this isn't a big deal. There's nothing to hate each other about. Let's all give each other a hug and laugh at some jokes. Nope. He had to go. Because you can't have people come together. You can't have that. You can't have unity within a community if you're the people that want to keep you divided. So Dave Chappelle had to turn down $50 million and run off to Africa because it was scared for him and his family. And I don't blame the guy.
Well, and again,
but they want division. That's all everything is about in this country is the powers that be want division. And as long as they can keep you divided, absolutely, and they can make a story about nine innocent people being murdered in a church.
What did those people being murdered have to do with the Confederate flag?
Zero!
The pictures that I saw with Dylann Roof, the only Confederate flag that I saw him in was leaning up against a license plate, of which we still have here in Alabama, which I think is just now also on the chopping block along with all the other Confederate flags.
It's done. That's fine. That doesn't bother me. It doesn't need to be on anything that's tax-sponsored.
Is the Zimbabwe flag, is it going to be now, is it going to be, are we banning it as well?
Oh, no. Amazon's still selling that. Amazon's still selling the Rhodesian flag. They're still selling the old South African flag.
And most importantly, they're also selling a lot of stuff with swastikas on it.
Oh, you better believe they are. But here's, it's the complete hypocrisy of interpretation. I can tell you, not everybody in the South, that like there are people in the South that look at that flag and think that's their hair. If you live in Vermont your whole life and you see that flag, you're going to go, that's some racist stuff, George Wallace, blah, 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 blah. That's what you think of. But when you're from the South, you grew up around that flag, some people that love that flag are super racist and they're horrible people. Go to Jasper. I don't know if anybody knows that reference.
The Hitman Capital.
Right.
World,
and then there's people that are just like these good old boys, love everybody, and they love that flag. It's all perception. And people have different perceptions. Yes, that flag means hate to a lot of people, and it shouldn't be on anything that your tax dollars are going towards. But when you start pulling shows off of TV because it's going to be, here's the deal. Okay, let's talk about something. You want to get real? Let's talk about what they would have pulled the Dukes of Hazzard. What was the Dukes of Hazzard about? It was two guys going against the police, of all things. That's what that show was about.
Jefferson, Davis, Hall.
Listen, there was corrupt police they were going after. Oh, they're fighting the system. That's in the lyrics of the theme song. Fighting the system. We can't have this toilet. We can't have anybody fighting the system. It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. That's a race history. Let's get away from what's real and let's focus on the BS.
Well, and you know, there is also this small little matter of First Amendment.
Oh, gosh. You heard about the teacher, didn't you?
We don't have First Amendment anymore, do we?
No, it doesn't exist. You heard about the teacher in East Illinois at the high school? Steps on a flag in class because they're teaching a class about what free speech is, right? And they're trying to demonstrate. It's a great demonstration. This is what free speech is. I'm going to step on this little flag. And fired. Fired. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like you're trying to teach a class about what freedom is and you're fired for it.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy is that? Yeah. Like, that's nuts.
I think that was the more valuable lesson those children should have learned.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. Because, yeah, there is no such thing as free speech anymore. Oh, we can say whatever we want to until somebody kicks in the door and hauls us away. And that's a very real possibility.
And let's think about the human context of that, okay? Let's say somebody has a white t-shirt made out of cloth, okay? And that white cloth came from China, and they put it on the floor and they stepped on it. Nobody would say a word. But all of a sudden, that same white cloth has some red and white lines on it. And there's a blue field and there's some white stars. Same piece of cloth, same everything. And you step on that, you're got to be fired. Like, think of the insanity that people have to buy into of, but that represents me. That represents my family. It's like, it's a flag, moron. And they're trying to demonstrate that freedom is a real thing, and they're fired for it.
Well, and the deeper question here is that, well, why would somebody have pledge allegiance to something that means that much to them and not really know truly who and what America really is.
Oh, well, here's, okay, here's the thing. There's a, what America used to be, and there's America, there is what America is. And there's still so many old school people that, that believe that America is this, we just beat the Russians, and we just beat the Nazis, and you know, that's way of our...
Did we beat the Russians?
Yeah, we outspent them. Yeah. We did, but we collapsed their currency before they collapsed ours, and we were very close to doing it to ourselves. Reagan spin us into the ground trying to beat them. But I tell you what, let's go ahead and jump on the call line right here. 810, welcome to Anti-Media Radio. Tell us your name and where you're calling from tonight. Hello? Yep. Guess they're not down for it.
We are rather intimidating, aren't we?
I tell you what. I don't think anybody's intimidating. If you're going to, you know, pick up a phone and dial some numbers, you better keep it real.
Yeah, yeah, true that. Well, let's see here. We have, now have no First Amendment rights anymore. We've got to run down the list here. What else have we not talked about tonight? I don't know. I'd like to go back to this whole Google / MasterCard thing for another minute. Because, I mean, you know, just in us talking about it for a few moments, and also the conversation we had with Ms. Claire, there's still so many other chinks in this armor. There's so many things that can go wrong, and they're going to test this with 500 people. That's great. But what's going to happen when they unleash it on how many MasterCard members? And is this going to extend to just not only just their credit cards, but also your bank-issued debit cards as well? Now, most of the bank-issued debit cards, most of them, not all of them, are usually Visa.
Right, but here, okay, here's my question. If they're sitting there, if they're interpreting a human face as gorillas, does that mean I get to charge, you know, whatever I buy on Amazon to Lancelot Link? I mean, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, depending on how much money you still got left over.
Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. Tell us your name and where you're calling from tonight.
My name's Nick. And I'm from Michigan.
Nick from Michigan, how you doing, sir?
Not too bad, yourself?
I can't complain. What's going on with you?
Oh, just wanted to call in and a few comments about what the guys were just talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, just with the Confederate flag, and I think it's kind of BS on how they're tearing it down everywhere, on the internet, on Dukes of Hazzard, everything.
Right. I mean, you know, that's kind of the point I was just making is, you know, on top of a state house where taxpayers are paying money, that is completely, I get that. Because, you know, if you're offending anybody that's something on a state house and your tax dollars are going for that, you know, that's completely unnecessary to do. But when you're sitting there taking down a TV show from the 70s, that's a joke.
Or telling people what they can't display.
Oh, yeah, that's
homes.
Ridiculous. That's not even... Yeah. Right, by any means, to tear down a TV show because they have it on the top of the car.
Right.
You know, I can go on to Amazon right now and I could buy a flag with a swastika on it. I could buy a flag for ISIS. Should I be flying that instead? I mean, what I've seen of it is, you know, I think of it as like a brotherhood, a unified South. I don't see it as racist. And I'm from up north here in Michigan.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, the flag that we're all referring to, the one that was on top of the General Lee, was actually the Northern Virginia battle flag, Confederate battle flag. It's not actually the flag for the Confederate States of America.
That's correct. But at the same time, it did, just like the caller saying, just like Nick saying here in Michigan, it represents different things to different people. And that's something that people need to get out of the concept of what they believe. Guess what? An image? You can go look at the Mona Lisa and see something entirely different than I see. It's an image, and we can perceive it differently because we're all different human beings, and yet at the same time, we're all collectivized in a brother sisterhood of humanity.
I always thought she looked kind of shady myself, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't trust her. But
you know, one thing that I have to agree with you guys on is the whole segregation piece that you were talking about, where they want us to just be segregated, fight amongst ourselves, and they can do whatever the hell they want. We don't know anything about it.
That's completely what they want. I mean, we've seen it every step of the way. We see this kid that's on all this medication that every other mass shooter's on, okay? If you want to sit here and talk about resolving these mass shootings, let's talk about the medication and let's dive deeper into that. Nope, that's ignored completely. There's a picture of this kid waving a flag that's banning the flag because it's going to stop mass murders. Absolutely. Okay, were the kids at Columbine waving the Confederate flag? I don't think so. Was James Holmes in Colorado waving the Confederate flag? Nope, still a bunch of people dead. So a flag's not going to stop mass murders, and it's insane, and it's a fucking distraction that they would do that.
Absolutely.
Right, and like you said, it's just a piece of cloth. Yeah, how can that represent so much hatred and everything else, and now all of a sudden we got to stay fighting amongst ourselves, and the whole medication thing, I could probably stay on the phone with you for a good 15, 20 minutes talking about the big pharma companies and how much I hate them and all their BS as well.
Yeah, well, and again, it's particularly with as much money as they're pumping in to the FDA and the government to keep those pills flying off the shelves.
All right, and that's supposed to fix every problem under the sun.
Well, you know, we kind of do have a plant that grows out of the ground that seems to be helping a lot of folks for some reason or another. And the FDA has done everything they can to make sure that doesn't happen. And it's going to happen anyway, state by state, just like a lot of the other issues that the government suddenly is granting us a right. Just like with gay marriage. You know, government has no place in marriage anyways whatsoever. It's not a federal right. It's not even really a state's right. It's more a church's right. Whatever happened to separation between state and church? Let's start with that. Here in Alabama, we actually had a bill on the table that, and it actually went through our Senate, reached the House, and it died on the House floor. And essentially what it did is it eliminated the state of Alabama from the institution of marriage. And it basically, you could go to any church, you could go to a lawyer, you could go to a notary public and have a little... Does everybody fill out their form, hand it over to them, and then when they sent that to the probate judge, the only thing the probate judge could do, he didn't approve it or deny it. All he had to do was simply file it. That was it. That was government's whole stake in the marriage game here in Alabama for a brief shining moment. Well, unfortunately, they kind of chickened out and wanted to hear what the Supreme Court, even though Alabama is supposedly a sovereign state, they waited for the Supreme Court to go ahead and make that ruling for them. And I think it was absolute shit.
I tell you what, let's talk about the Supreme Court real quick. Nick, you give me a second here to kind of ramble on?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, here's the thing I think about the Supreme Court ruling. I'm not against anybody loving each other whatsoever. I think everybody should have the right to do what they want in a free country because that's what a free society is. And you know what? Some other religion can't dictate what that other free person can do. That being said, the ruling... last week was a complete joke, and I'll tell you why it was a complete joke. First off, everybody that was saluting that the gay marriage exists, every single person that did that is sitting there. The only people to me that weren't hypocrites were the complete liberal Democrats because they said, we need government to fix our lives. We need, like, we can't survive without government, and we need them to come in here and save us. Liberal Democrats say that every day. The government came in and ruled for a decision for them. And they're the ones not being hypocrites. You've got the conservatives over here and saying, well, marriage is between this and that, and we need the government to rule for it, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, they rule against something they believe in, and then the conservatives are like, wait, why is the government marriage to begin with? It's just like, you're only saying that because they ruled against what you believe in. You're not saying that because you don't believe in government, because you're all about the government bothering people. You're all about the government doing all this other stuff. So... you know, if you don't believe in government, then don't believe in government. But don't think that they can sanction something, and then all of a sudden, oh, they can't sanction it because of my religious beliefs. That's a joke.
Absolutely.
And then you have so many anarchists and libertarians and whatever sitting here saying, we don't need government in our lives. We don't need government. You know, they can't dictate what we do. We live as free human beings. Thank God the Supreme Court ruled for those people to get married. It's like, wait, no, you're telling me that there's two men sitting here in Birmingham that couldn't love each other yesterday, and the Supreme Court all of a sudden ruled they could love each other? That's a joke.
That's like me
saying... That has nothing to do with the government. Wait, and I want to get into this real quick. let me take it a step further. So first off, the government can't condone other people's love. And second off, let's talk about the actual history of the situation. We're sitting here talking about the 14th Amendment, which is how they use this, is the 14th Amendment rules that all people are created equal and they should all have the exact same rights. And they're insinuating that marriage is a right in this context. Okay, so if everything is a complete right, parallel, then why did the 19th Amendment exist? The 19th Amendment, for those of you who don't know, said that women have the right to vote. Okay? If the 14th Amendment...
Right.
Listen, so if the 14th Amendment says everybody has the same rights, the 19th Amendment should have never been passed because the Supreme Court should have said women have the right to vote based on the 14th Amendment because everybody should have the exact same equal rights. But they didn't. They passed the 19th Amendment and said now women have the right to vote. So the 14th Amendment wasn't meant as a end-all, be-all, equal rights situation. What it was meant for is people that were slaves in this country and that deserved and needed equal rights. It had nothing to do with marriage. It had nothing to do with sexuality. It had nothing to do with sex. It had nothing to do with any of this stuff. It's insane that we have the 19th Amendment completely contradicting this ruling on the 14th Amendment. And we all know
and
the Constitution
look,
and from
joke. A legal standpoint, I get what you're saying. My contention is that the government never should have never had any kind of jurisdiction over marriage to begin
with.
We both agree on that.
Absolutely.
Regardless of whatever amendment they wanted to point at, the Supreme Court should have rightly said, oh, gee, we really have no
But for people to sit here and wave their hands and wave like, oh, we won. Government granted us the ability to love each other? Go screw yourself.
And they did it at a very auspicious time if you look at some of the new bills that just got
exactly.
passed. Exactly. Confederate flag, gay marriage, TPP.
Yeah, TPP. Yeah. That's the one right there.
Don't worry about
They're
that.
Selling your country
yay.
Out. They're selling
the flag's
your,
gone. Yay, TPP.
They're selling your country out right now as we speak while you're talking about some marriage or you're talking about some flag.
Absolutely.
They're selling your country out. Period.
And they're in... You know, look, I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy theorist, and I'm definitely not trying to demean or cheapen the deaths of the people in South Carolina. My whole thing about this has been, and you heard this from me, the first moment I heard about this, is that the whole thing seems like grand theater. From the very moment of him sitting in the church, the deaths
yes.
taking place, historic church, a state senator's there. Come on, man.
Well, I tell you what.
Straight, I mean, Zero Dark 30 ain't got shit on this story.
I will say this, and we won't get into conspiracy here because Rahm Emanuel said it best. You have to capitalize on a tragedy, basically.
Absolutely.
And conspiracy or no conspiracy, it's still the same result. And people get so wrapped up in these conspiracies. Well, guess what? Whether it's a conspiracy or not, they're still doing the same thing. And that's what we need to stop, is what they're trying to push through, whether it's real, whether it's, you know, this whole fake situation and they just, you know, it's this inside deal. It doesn't matter. They're still pushing through this horrible crap.
Absolutely.
All right, Nick from Michigan, what do you think about all that?
Hard to say about all of that as a group. As far as the rights for everybody goes, yeah, I completely agree with you there. Why do we need an amendment for women to be able to vote? If you look back in, you know, like 50, 60 years ago, they had colored drinking fountains, they had the colored bathroom. That was completely segregated there.
Jim Crow
laws, like,
and they were terrible. That was a sin.
Two-thirds of an opinion.
That was a sin.
Yeah, how ridiculous is that? But, you know, all men are created equal, and it's the home of the free, and yet don't we have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world?
By a long shot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. That's just sad. But, hey, we're the home of the free, right? We got to remember that. 4th of July is coming up. We're all going to get patriotic for a country that really doesn't give a shit about us.
Here's the thing, Nick. Here's the thing that people don't realize. They're more concerned about worshiping their flag than worshiping freedom. Because if you step on a flag, you get fired. But if you exercise your freedom, You get fired.
They're a bunch of flaggots.
Oh, yeah, you started, I mean, freedoms are just getting cut away. Now, I seen on your page a couple days ago that California had made it mandatory that children get vaccinated to be enrolled in school.
Yeah.
I thought we had some kind of freedom there where we could choose what was in our body.
No.
Let me go ahead and pause this right quick. It's been that way in Alabama for quite some time. Your child is not allowed in school and hasn't been for quite some time in the state of Alabama unless they have every one of their vaccinations on that list.
Yeah.
Yep, same up here in Michigan. I when I got into school, I had to be vaccinated for everything, and if I missed anything, they were right on top of it.
And here's the thing, and I don't want to really get into this whole conversation, but I think it's completely asinine, insane that we live in a country that says your body, your choice. If you have a human being growing inside of you, you can kill it. But as soon as it's pushed out of your body, you better put these shots in it or else.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, the whole, abortion deal there, that I'm completely against that. I'm pro-life or whatever label anybody wants to throw onto that. I think that is wrong by every means. I've had girlfriends miscarry, and I would give anything to have that kid. I don't know how people can kill.
I tell you what, my opinion on that situation is not a very popular opinion. I don't really care if it's popular. I believe with children overseas that are getting bombed by drones, I believe that abortion is wrong because it's a violent act. And I believe that the children getting killed overseas is wrong. So, if that's not the liberal or popular opinion, that's fine.
Well, and this is the only thing I have to say about it. I don't have a vagina, so I don't have an opinion. Next topic.
Fair enough.
I guess that's the way to put it.
But I tell you what, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Nick. Great call. Fantastic. Great points. So, Nick.
Did you just call me Nick?
I did.
You did. I hope Nick was listening to that. I'm going to slap his ass off right now. I would just look. I just happened to glance over at your TV screen, and Bob Riley, or Bill O'Reilly, if you put a little bit of dark hair on him and put a little tiny little black mustache, who would he look like?
I'm going to assume you're not saying Charlie Chaplin.
No. Oh, very close. You're close.
He is angry.
I'd like to know what happened to that $75,000. I need a piece of that right now.
Oh, well, they're saying the guy's not going to get his money back. But that's freedom, right?
I wonder if that TSA agent that found that $75,000 gets a cut of that.
Well, here's the thing that's so offensive. Wait. Here's the thing that's so offensive. They tweeted a picture of the money out.
We didn't even bring that up.
They tweeted a picture of the money out. Being all arrogant, like, can you believe this guy brought in? Like, this guy exercised his freedom? We took his freedom from him.
Her name is Lisa F. She works with the TSA. She actually tweeted what you just said.
It's official. It's got the tweet. The Twitter check mark next to her name. She's an official spokesperson.
She was hired by the government for TSA to be their Twitter spokesperson.
Right.
And she has done a horrible shit job.
She's all bragging about, we took this guy's money from him.
And then she makes a, somebody
puts about Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, and she LOLs. I really love that show, which I thought was hilarious, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, these are the people touching your genitals at the airport. Think about that for a minute, America.
That's what the TSA's known for. Touching the naughty parts of old people and children.
And now with $75,000 coming from a fella, not only are they touching your genitals, but they're now fucking you too. Try that on for size.
And guess how much terrorism has been stopped?
$75,000 worth last I checked.
Because you know what? Hey, did you hear? I don't know if you heard the breaking news. Cash causes explosions.
Yeah.
All right. Join us next week. Thank y'all so much. GCY Radio. Anti-media. Check. I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.